She said, come over. She said, come on over. She said, come on over. You gotta put it in work, yeah.
What you know, good Tiger Lee? We are reporting live from Mont Clair, Louisiana. I am your host, Super Duper Diggity Dave. I'm here with the weed reeking, beer drinking, hot dog eating. Woo! Benny Boo, what to do?
What to do? What to do?
To my right is Mr. Sticky Icky Ricky.
I thought it was in my mood for a second.
Reporting live from Denver, Colorado. He is the most hated man in fantasy. Taylor Ford, what up, brother?
Dave, you know Rocky at the end when he got beat up by the Russian and he went back and he found out old boy had lost all his money?
Yeah.
That's how I'm feeling right now, my man.
Listen. Oh, and live for the first time tonight, we have a special guest, your former Tiger League champion. If you ain't first, you're last, Trizzy Trey, bless him.
What's up, man?
Whack! And tonight, for the first time ever, we are recording live from a studio audience.
Of three.
Yeah,
Brad,
yes. COVID can't stop us until it does. All right. Another week in the books. We're looking into week 11 now, if I'm not mistaken. It is 11, 18, 20, and we're ready to fucking roll. So I'm fucking pumped right now. I am one loss away from securing the last spot in Tiger League and becoming the first two-time Tiger League loser. The trophy will be here soon. The belt will be here soon. What a week it was. It was a wild one for a few games. And we're going to go through that. But first, we're going to start with the headlines. What's up with the injuries, Ben?
Start off. Drew times two is hurt. Drew Lock, Drew Brees.
Fuck Drew Lock. Piece of shit. Anyway.
Fuck Drew Brees with his big ass. Oh, yeah, 30 points, dog. 30 points, dog. Easy. That's a good pickup. Fuck you, Ben, with your cute ass.
Hey, bro. You can't help that. I mean, shit, I'm just as disappointed. It's Jamie's time. Jamie's season.
Oh. At least for a couple
it's
weeks.
Time to stack the quarterback in the defense when they play Javis.
Shut up. Man, there's a few quarterbacks, actually. You also had Teddy with the knee.
Yeah.
He's questionable.
My CP. I call him Teddy.
Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy B. I like that, Teddy B.
Nice.
It might get to see a little PJ Walker again.
Yes. I'm excited for that, actually.
Little XFL superstar there. Matthew Stafford, you picked him up, Taylor. I seen. We'll get to that later, but he's also hurt with the thumb. What's your thoughts on Stafford?
I mean, he'll play.
He's gonna play, yeah. I mean,
but he's got what, torn ligaments in his thumb. Is it on his throwing hand?
Yeah.
Oh well, time will tell. What you think, Taylor? You picked him up?
I did pick him up.
Well, good job.
A partial tear ligament in his right thumb. Is he right-handed? Do we know this for sure?
Yes, we do. Well, I pick quarterbacks that just suck, and you pick quarterbacks that fucking get hurt, apparently.
He's my guy.
Okay.
All right. Fuck Hasty.
John Brown.
John Brown.
CFCs. Well, that's about it, bro. It wasn't really that many big injuries, thank goodness, this week.
The biggest is the Drew, really.
Correct. I mean, besides that one, I'm talking about core players. You know?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And then you still got CMC who's going to be out, and you have Mixon who is still not practicing as of today, which is Wednesday.
Jag.
Fucking Jag.
That dude just pisses me off. He should be dominating the league, and it's just some bullshit with him every single year.
Fuck
it.
That's it. He got the bag, and I'm going to sit back. And they got a good team. Shit. They got a good team.
Well, maybe next year. Joe Mixon. I won't have you in any teams except for my fucking dynasty team I can't trade you in. But other than that, injuries wasn't too bad. It was a wild week. We ready to preview games?
You don't want to jump straight to it? I mean, there wasn't much about the injuries.
Yeah, it wasn't much headline. I'm trying to think. Shit, yeah. Really wasn't no news or nothing.
No news or nothing else. Let's go.
All right. Let's pull up the matchup from last week, and we'll go through them. Here we go. You want to start off at the top?
Yeah, I might as well.
All right. It was a slobber knocker. Well, not the biggest slobber knocker, but wow. Will Fork on the first date. Upsets. Bays for days. And I know the record. You're looking at the record like, upsets? Yes, upsets. Because it was a close game that should have not been close at all. Russell Wilson, real quick, before we get into it, we've seen Russell do this every single year. He usually starts off slow and lights it up the second half of the year. This year, he was lighting it up at the beginning of the year, but yet the last couple weeks hadn't been what it was at the beginning. Are y'all worried about Russell Wilson moving forward?
Absolutely. No. I've seen him do it to me too many fucking times.
He's never played a whole season.
I'm not.
Like, consistently great a whole season.
I don't feel like he ever had the receivers he got now either, so I think he'll be all right.
Okay.
No, Russell Wilson is fine. You got to understand something about the Rams. They've allowed two wide receiver, top 12 wide receiver games. One was Amari Cooper in week one. The other one was Deebo Samuel in week six. That is it. You got them coming out of the bye against a divisional opponent at home. So I think a lot of that was the Rams' defense.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. That sucked. But, anyways, we still had Nick Chubb, and I could have had an even bigger game. I could have helped out if he would have scored that fucking touchdown.
Yeah, but he went out of, he did the smart thing.
Yeah,
but Chubb came back strong, 126 rush yards, touchdown. That's what you traded for him for, you know, to play like that. Derrick Henry, 103 yards on the ground, no touchdown, but that's, you know, you damn near guaranteed almost 100 yards every game. Anyway, Davante Adams, 18 points. McLaurin, 16. A.J. Brown with 3 on that Thursday night game.
Could have had so much, though. He dropped a 60-something yard bomb.
Yes.
Another couple on the goal. Like, just bad game. Just one bad game.
Boyd didn't do much for her. Only 10 points. You had Trey Burton and Goddard. They're tight ends. 5 to 7 points. It's an average week. Brandon Ayuk continues to shine, even in the ass whipping that they took. He got the early touchdown and
over 3 weeks in a row. You know, I mean, shit.
And this was the key. I'm gonna skip Mariah. Jalen Reagor, 8 points. Browns defense did a thing. Will Lutz with 10. She had Robbie Gould.
But Gold, I just want to mention. I just want to mention because y'all both said it. Reagor did better than Goddard. Just letting y'all know. Y'all both said that otherwise last week.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. What do you know?
Got him.
We were talking about Reagor versus Lazard.
No, we didn't. I listened to the podcast today to get the picks, bitch. Don't argue with me.
I was drinking, cuz. This shit don't count.
Regardless, Sanders is the big key.
Yes.
And what's beautiful about it is that's what you get, bitch. Mariah went and asked Johnny, the Messiah, for help. And what did the false prophet do? He dropped a big goose egg on her. Yeah, babe. You should start Sanders, babe.
Yeah, and Rojo on her bench went off with 42 points, which included a 98-yard touchdown run, and ultimately that cost her the game. So I wouldn't want to be in that household right now with Johnny and Mariah.
Thank you, Johnny. I guess I'll pay you $20 for that.
Yeah,
good job. Solid.
Baze, you still in it. I still think you're one of the most solid teams in there, but you got to quit listening to Johnny.
He outscored him by 1 point. You full of shit.
What's the wrong? What did we say, though?
Same number of receptions. Get the fuck out of here. I hate you.
I'm just saying.
Any more takeaways from this game?
Trey, what was your takeaway from this game, buddy? Say something.
Ayo coming up. Sanders not doing anything.
You don't play Emmanuel Sanders unless you have to.
MT's back.
Yeah, that's.
Even though MT's doing like 4 points a game.
We'll get to that in a little bit, too.
All right. Anyway, I beat you, Bays. Tough. Ooh, speaking of the word. What, Rick?
Don't sit Rojo.
Hashtag. All right. Next one. This was possibly the game of the week.
Oh, my God. Just take my 100 and Nick Mahfouz against yours truly, the Marksville Motor Boaters.
Coming into Monday night, it was tied 99-99. Yeah. Foose had Mooney. And the rest is history.
Mooney scored 2 points and put me away. At the end of the day, we can go through this matchup. Wasn't nothing special at all. You know, DeAndre Swift had a great game. That's what I've been waiting for from DeAndre Swift. Deontay Johnson did his thing. But other than that, on both sides, it's just Drew Lock, man. Drew Lock with 8 fucking points.
4 interceptions.
4 fucking picks against the Raiders. And if
that's your 8 points right there, dude.
Yep.
That's your 8 points right there.
But yeah, just off all the picks. If I would have played Cam Newton's with his trash ass, 118 yards throwing, I would have fucking won. So now, I am one loss away from last place. And the reason I'm one loss away from last place, I'm going to jump to it just to keep the story rolling. Bucking on Brady's nuts. Arshad, we give Arshad hell every single week in every matchup. And he played the Messiah. Taco Core, and he won 144-138. What in the fuck?
Well, obviously it's Antonio Gibson and Antonio Brown who I traded him. So I mean,
oh, it's the trade.
I mean, it's obvious, and Brady's still bucking. So
Johnny gave you a win. Johnny gave you a win, and you gave Johnny a loss with the trade.
Now, actually, it was probably I know it killed Johnny. It was. It was the DeAndre Hopkins touchdown catch.
Yes.
Had Hopkins not made that catch, that would have been Johnny would have won.
That changed everything. A Hail Mary to DeAndre Hopkins, and Arshad comes through.
The announcer, when Diggs scored the touchdown, the announcer had just said, "This is the best receiver in the NFL." And then Hopkins just comes right back and does that shit. Brother, shit I've seen on that this week, the memes have been amazing.
Yes, it was just an amazing play. Overall in the matchup, Tom Brady, man, 39 points, threw 4 touchdowns. You knew it was coming.
Marvin Jones, 23.
Fucking Marvin Jones.
I drafted him. You're welcome. Arshad, I fed you, buddy.
This is it. This is the only big game he's going to have the rest of the year, and he came through when he needed him. On Johnny's side of the ball, Allen, you know, doing his thing. Aaron Jones, only 13 points.
Back-to-back weeks out the end zone.
Yes.
Claypool.
Yeah. Claypool with 21 points.
I seen he was tied with, I don't remember who it was, for most red zone targets last week. So,
Ben likes him.
Looking for him.
Yeah, Ben likes him. DJ Chark coming off that shake-back week, 9 points. 4 receptions, 56 yards.
Shits.
Jared Cook with a goose. Jerry Judy, 10. Kenyon Drake said it wasn't much. Still his defense did their thing.
Hey,
but
Kenyon Drake coming back and getting exactly 100 yards.
Yep. And a fumble to Jag. yeah. Good game.
Good game, but not enough.
Hail Mary. Hail Mary, Johnny. All right.
Arshad just ate your taco, Johnny.
All right. Let's go to this.
Slob the slob. Ass
whooping. Oh my God. She started Jordan Howard. Oof. And they marked him in the active healthy scratch before the game. Wow. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Big Rick. Fuck the ops against your Thillamy Smiles, 140-110. Colin Murray did his thing. He's probably the best quarterback, maybe right now in the league.
Shit. Maybe so, bro. He's a goat.
Yeah, right now, I mean, dude on the ground.
It's going to be between him and Mahomes, bro.
Mahomes. Yeah, Mahomes on the edge because he just makes it look easy.
Yeah, it's automatic.
Bro, you starting Wentz next week?
Of course not.
Of course not. Wentz.
Monday night, Rachel's like, I'm waiting up tonight until 12 o'clock just so I can drop his bum ass.
I set an alarm to drop that motherfucker.
But you had Josh Jacobs come through in a big game, 37 points. It's great to see Jacobs do that. He's been needing that. Metcalf and Lockett. Y'all said it, division game. They had the week to prepare. Rams got a good defense.
Yes.
We'll see next week. Another side of the ball, she started Jordan Howard, didn't even fucking play. Cooper Kupp with 10. Kupp is not done much.
Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews. 7 for 61, Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
He had more points than yards and receptions he's had this whole season.
He's had more. He got more points than Waller this week.
Oh, that trash, okay. Mark Andrews! Oh, I dare you speak on the great Waller.
I guess he was worth the pick now since he did 1 week good. You victory laughing. There you go. He's coming. Victory laughing.
He's coming through at the end of the season when he needs him the most. Yes, exactly. I will laugh.
He's coming in against the Patriots because the Patriots' corners are good. And they were fucking playing from behind. So, I mean, unless you tell me that he's worth the top pick, like people drafted him to be, then I don't know what we're talking about. Darren Waller is still the better pick. He's the better tight end, and he's going to be back to 2 to 3 receptions next week. So, I mean, he's just not worth it. He did good this week, though, so get your victory lap.
I don't need him.
I mean, honestly, you don't until you do.
Well, he don't need him when he puts up 13-point games, and he's right where he needs to be. So
anyway, Diggs and Jefferson, man.
Yes, Diggs is not the best receiver, but he's a top receiver this year.
Jordan Jefferson, man.
Jordan Jefferson is with the shits.
Jordan Jefferson.
God damn it! Justin Jefferson. Every week somebody fucks it up. Yes, Justin Jefferson. Jordan Jefferson sucked. But Justin Jefferson is damn good, and he shows it week in. Well, not week in, week out. It's the type of offense. When Kirk Cousins gets to throw the ball, Justin Jefferson has a good game. Last few weeks before that, he didn't have to throw the ball.
It was the Cook show.
Because Cook was running it. But Chicago has a good defense. They had to throw it a little bit. And Justin Jefferson, man, he's going to be a dog in the league. I don't see him slowing down anytime soon. Bears defense gave it 22. They had a good game. It was a rough game. But at the end of the day.
But one more thing. He's Jordan on the bench. Howard. But how do y'all feel about Hines?
Who?
Naheem.
Oh, 28 points? Naheem Hines?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's.
Exclude that they played Baltimore, but 25 and then 28. I mean.
What's the deal with Taylor? Is he hurt? I know he had an ankle issue.
Coach not really favoring, not really liking him to fumble.
Hines isn't the best runner, but when that offense is rolling, he just fits the offense. He can come out the backfield, and he does run decent. You know, he don't do it often, but you know, you got that pass catcher to come out the backfield to help Phillip Rivers' old ass out.
Even more, you know, opportunities.
Yeah, their offense seems like it flows a little better, and that offense was flowing the other night, and it showed with Hines' gameplay. So, is he the running back to own for Indianapolis?
Maybe for the time being. But I think, like, later on in the season, you're going to see more Taylor, too. I think they're trying to kind of, like, reserve him a little bit.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. You know, they're trying to make the playoffs. They want that solid ground pounder. So, it could be that. I'm hoping. Because, damn. I hate to see Naheem Hines run away with this fucking. We worry about Marlon Mack. You got fucking Naheem Hines dropping 20 every other week. But at the end of the day. Rick, and with another win.
No chance against Sarah.
Oh.
Trey, you should have coached her up better than that, bud.
Hold up. We can go to Trey's game last. We'll ask him what the fuck happened. Let's go to the next game. Kenyon Fake against Tits and Tight Ends. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Taylor, what happened? That was a shitty lineup, bud.
Fucking quarterback,
Jack. I don't know. Ask me about your fucking noodle arm quarterback. It was the fact that you had wind in Houston.
The audience is mad. They gotta leave. Hang on a second.
Hold on one second. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
All right, and we're back. So, anyway, Taylor, what were you saying about your shit team this week?
I mean, you had dangerous wind in Cleveland and Pitt, and I mean, everybody let me down, really. I mean, he didn't do anything really that special. He put up 126. Drew Brees, I mean, everybody was in single digits except for Allen Robinson, so, and he got exactly 10. Just a shitty week, you know, just an absolute shitty week. The only way I could have won was to play T. Higgins and pick up Stafford off the bench. You know, that's not really that crazy. I probably should have seen that and done it, so. My fault. You know, I'm not gonna win anything putting up 83 fucking points. So
yeah, it's, trust me, I know.
You know. I don't have any more losses to give. So it's gonna be, it's gonna come down to every week. Got to go 1-0. So shitty week for me, but kudos to Lil Stevie P. You know, we gave him a shout out on the show, gave him some luck, got the win. You know, big victory for him was Kareem Hunt going over 100 and Adam Thielen. That's all it really took.
Correct. Back to our argument last week. You know, we was all talking, not argument, but our discussion. Kareem Hunt and Chubb are better together.
Yeah, they are. And they
they're
can
just fucking
run
better together.
Yeah.
All Baker got to do is manage the fucking game and just give it to the running backs by any means.
They got a damn good defense.
Yes, that's the type of – that's their team. Run the ball, play defense. Baker, don't fuck it up and make the throws. Need to make the throws. All right, good shit, Stevie P. Taylor, like you said, you about one loss away now. So
on to the blowout of the week.
Yes,
I and lost the last game.
Oh.
The dipshit battle. And Trey, you are a bigger dipshit than Doty.
Yes, Doty had a huge week. I'm gonna read Doty's, and I'll let Trey see what happened with his team. Herbert 26, Pop! Herbert still balling. Kamara 34, Pop! Kamara still balling. Keenan Allen 12. Okay, it's a little let down, but he got a touchdown. Cole Beasley 30 Pop! Fucking 2, because I benched him in every other league that I owned him in. Of course, he cuts up. Mo Alley Cox had 4 points. Chris Godwin, 15. He'll probably do that the rest of the year. James Robinson still doing his thing on a bad team.
Another 20
points. Raiders defense with 27.
And
then Carson with 15, the kicker.
And Trey, tell them about that defense situation.
All right, so I got two defenses, the Colts and the Ravens. And I tried fucking Doty out of getting the best defense, the Eagles, on the waiver wire. So I paid $4. And I still got fucked.
And Doty picked up the Raiders.
Yeah, anyway. And they only put up 9 points.
Yep.
I thought it was a strategy, but...
Yeah.
His players did, I didn't.
Yep.
You sure didn't. Aaron Rodgers did his thing with 35.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's about it. Juju.
Yeah, Juju had more.
Yeah. Darren Waller. I don't know how you lose a game with Darren Waller as your tight end. I just don't understand it. Darren Waller in your lineup.
Right. Yeah. That's a plus 40 out of the gate.
Oh, yeah, bro. That's automatic win. I don't see how your record is what it is. But let's get to Mike Thomas. 4 points. So let's see his seat, which is only 3 games. But let's see. 4 points in the opener, 10 points against Tampa Bay in the second game, and then 4 points against San Francisco. Granted, Breeze went out the second half. He didn't do shit the first half, really. Are y'all worried about Mike? Trey, are you worried about Michael Thomas moving forward?
Nah.
Or he'll shake back.
Nah, he's going
to
shake
I
back.
I think Jameis going to feed him, to be honest with you. That's what Teddy did last year at work. Feed him, feed Kamara, do what you got to do.
Well, fuck, that's what Breeze did last year at work. We just fed him.
Exactly.
He's not eating this year, Bubba. That plate's empty. Every fucking week, he's just giving them scraps.
It's coming.
Okay, well.
It's coming. No, I don't think that. I'm worried about Mike Thomas. And I'm worried about Mike Thomas because he pissed off coaches. And when you look at Mike Thomas, I believe how many targets did he get?
Not enough.
Not even enough. So it's not like correct. You know he's missing these targets, or you know he's maybe still coming back from the injury or whatever. It's I think he caught 2 of 7 targets, which, I mean, that's pretty good, but that's not what we're used to seeing from Mike Thomas. I think the coaches may be trying to, you know, show him that we don't need you. You know, maybe they're gearing up for a trade. I mean, I don't know. I'm a little worried. I'm interested to see what he does with Janice. So, I don't know.
I'm going to make this quick. I'm not going to get into Saints football because I could talk about it all day. But we've seen the week before when Drew Brees was spreading the ball around, the offense looked a hell of a lot better. And just like I said about Lamar Jackson dominating last year and teams adjusting this year, Michael Thomas did good every year. Then last year he broke the record. Maybe teams are just like, you know what, fuck. We can't just let him fucking catch every fucking ball. Maybe we have to make him throw somewhere else. And which is fine for the Saints. The offense rolls better when they start throwing it around, but I don't know. I'm like Taylor, man. I would be worried. I don't know if Mike Thomas would be a Saint next year. The team is not showing that on purpose, but if we're winning and he's not doing nothing and we can get something for him, then why keep him?
Yeah.
Good
trade
for another offensive lineman.
That's
and
what
it's
we do
working
best.
Out because we got Quan, so – be cool and sit back. Anyways.
Yep, that was the last week.
Don't get us started on Saints
football.
Yeah,
we'll do this all night.
I'll say it again. The Super Bowl champ is coming out the AFC. So I mean, enjoy it, but Super Bowl champ is coming out the AFC.
Well, we know it won't be the Patriots.
Did they make crack legal in Denver? I'm just wondering, because you be talking out your mind lately. all right. No, you're probably right. AFC probably would take it. I just had to talk shit. Okay. That was last week's games. Let's look at the standings from top to bottom. Rick is at the number one spot, tied with Ben as of right now.
Who'd have stunk it?
Rick, Ben, Johnny fell down to third, tied with Steven at 6-4. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams tied at 5-5 right now. Right now it's ranked Trey, Doty, Taylor, and Sarah. And Foose, yes, with that big victory he had last week. He is still in the hunt. Arshad improved his chances to even still make the playoffs somehow. And Mariah took a bad loss.
But she's still there, too.
She's still in the hunt. It's that last, the last couple spots.
Way down there. Way down
there. Hey. I am the best loser y'all will ever see in Tiger. And I'm still going for stats. You see, I just broke 1,000 yards scoring. A thousand yards, 1,000 points scoring. We're gonna need to look at them stats this week. I want to see who the lowest scoring team was, and I want to see my average. I gotta start researching all this shit. If I'm gonna hold the title, I want to hold it right. I want to break every fucking record there is. And that's your standings. 3 weeks left in the season. Get ready.
The playoffs are near.
Yes, sir. All right.
Y'all ready to go shopping?
Oh, wait. I thought we had something.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you want
yeah,
to
yeah, 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 bro.
Well, then let's do it now, bro. Let's do it now,
bro.
It's time for Super Dave's Stone Cold Power Rankings.
All right. These are Super Dave's Stone Cold Power Rankings. And just remember, these are my power rankings. I don't give a damn about the record. There's 3 weeks left in the season. I believe this is the strength. This is the best team from the top to the bottom. And this is what I got. Fucked Ops at 1. Tits and Tight Ends at 2. Bays at 3. Will Fork at 4. You Feeling Me Smiles at 5. Kenyon Fake down to 6. Trey, I'm sorry, but you're sitting there at 7. Johnny, you're lucky you're still at 8. Cody Montana at 9. Just Take My 100. Hanging on at 10. And Bucket on Brady's Nuts. And yours truly at 12. This is my power rankings for rest of season. Barring injury. Any thoughts?
No.
Any arguments?
We cannot argue with Dave Stone Cold fucking power rankings.
That's it. This is the strength. I want to see if it plays out like this, if these teams make it. All right. Now we're going to go shopping now?
Now we can go shopping.
All right. We'll be right back.
Now we're going to go shopping.
Your running back, sir, and your receiver, too. Your tight end sucks and your quarterback's poo. Oh, don't you frown, baby, fix your face and come down to the free agent marketplace. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the free agent marketplace, where everybody has a price. And for Kalen Ballage, that price is 21 buckaroos for Kalen Ballage.
You wanted him, huh? You wanted him, Trey?
I did.
Oh, Trey with 21 bucks dropped on him. Coming in, $9 hot off the plate. It's the Texan defense. Matt Stafford with his ripped up thumb hanging on. Went for $6.
Taylor Ford.
Couple $5 pickups out the get one, buy one bin. We have Pittman, Suckup, and Jameis Winston at $5 a piece. And Young Ho Koo, and I know that's not how you say it, but fuck y'all, for $2. And the free shit outside the store that you can just pick up and look through on your way out. We have Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Okay, Taysom Hill, David Moore.
David Moore I like a lot, actually, bro. And he got free, but.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Tyler Lockett is playing, bro.
Don't matter. David Moore can still catch a touchdown. He's subject to it. Always. Okay. You don't believe in touchdowns. That's right. Tua
tackling to the Lola. I want to say Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Reynolds from, I don't know his first. Josh Reynolds. Damn. Deadpool. And then Joey Burrow and Pat's defense. That's what everybody picked up this week. Any thoughts on the $21 drop? Ballage doing his thing. You confident with that?
I
You start him this week?
No, not really, but better than Fournette.
Wow. What? It's got to be 2020. When the Kalen Ballage is better than Leonard Fournette right yes. now. Oh, 2020 man. Has been bad to us. all right. You want to go over the game picks last week right fast before we exit off the screen?
Well, I mean, we're about to go through them, ain't we?
Oh, that's the ones you did this week? I thought you were talking about the ones from last week.
No, that's
oh, you
the
didn't
ones.
Save those?
Yeah, these, like, we're about to go. Oh, we went through those already.
Yeah, you jacked.
Oh, fucking jacked.
Fucking drugs, bro.
Oh, well, we got Tafo's game right. We all picked Johnny to win. We got that wrong. We all picked Trey to win. We got that wrong. We all picked Rick for right. Dave picked Baze, so fuck you,
man,
bitch.
Yeah, if Rojo would have played, I'd look very
and
smart right
Tifo
now.
And Tifo picked Dave to win.
Yeah, you dumbass.
So I was the only one to get him. Well, to get. I beat y'all. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, math. I got you, cuz.
All right.
All right, let's look into this week's matchups. Started off. Oh. What a nice one. If you ain't first, you're last at 5-5, needing a win desperately against Will Fork on the first date. Right now, ESPN has Trey projected to lose by 12 points. All right, let's start off. Aaron Rodgers at Indy. Indy with a good defense. We might, maybe they lean on Aaron Jones to make some plays of the backfield to run. Who knows? We'll see. Russell Wilson against Arizona. We about to see if Russ is still cooking or if he's pulling the – good old Russell Wilson to, hey, I hope you fucking traded for me so I can fuck you over the rest of the year. He should cut up against Arizona. They projected him 31. He should have that easy. Miles Sanders at Cleveland against tough Cleveland defense against Nick Chubb at Philly against Philly. Juju against McLaurin. Juju's been picking it up lately. Mike Thomas, man. Mike Thomas needs to come through against Atlanta with Jameis Winston. We'll see if Winston will feed him. A.J. Brown.
Baltimore.
A.J. Brown, y'all. I thought he'd be doing a lot better. He's not bad.
He's had a touchdown every game except for last week.
But, like, he had four catches 2 weeks ago and just got in the end zone. Four catches with 100 yards, he got in the end zone. Made it look like a great game, but he's, like, always
getting the targets.
He's either a big play to put him over that jump or he's a big play away from sucking. You know what I'm saying? I expected more consistency this year. It's his second year with the offense. I'm disappointed. Just saying. Kelce against oh, my God. And they're playing each other. This is the matchup of the week. Darren Waller against Travis Kelce. Who gets it? Rick, who gets it? Travis Kelce or Darren Waller?
I mean, do we even have to ask that?
Oh, yes, we do. Trey, who's he getting?
Oh, no, I'm asking Taylor.
I was going to go to him last because I'm almost assuming we're all picking Kelce.
I'm putting Kelce. There's no
Taylor. No, Darren no. Waller, Travis Kelce this week.
Listen.
You there? We lost Taylor. He was hyperventilating earlier. All right, Taylor. Darren Waller or Travis Kelce? Who you got this week?
It's not Darren Waller versus Mark Andrews, is it?
No, but I'm just wondering if out of Darren Waller and Travis Kelce.
That's my argument, is that Darren Waller is better than Mark Andrews.
I know. I'm just asking a fucking question. So you pick Travis Kelce.
Who the fuck you think I'm going with? You think I'm going with fucking anybody else in the number one tight end in fucking football and Travis Kelce with George Kittle out?
Waller's number two, ain't he? You know, number one against number two. I thought it'd be a better argument, but I guess not. Okay, we'll be Travis Kelce. DJ Moore against Clyde to be a who knows, and Kalen Ballage against Jamison Crowder. Who knows?
I see why Ben was talking up David Moore. I see why he was talking him up now, trying to make sure Trey keep that motherfucker in his fucking lineup. Who he hoping? He fucking hoping. Get David Moore out your goddamn lineup with Tyler Lockett start. You got your mind.
It's DJ Moore.
Oh yeah,
fucking DJ Moore. Jack.
All right.
Is that DJ Moore?
Yeah. Oh man, this is the funniest show ever.
DJ Moore, you good, Trey? You good?
All right.
Oh, bitch.
Lel, I'm gonna just go ahead and lead it off. Damn, you know I'm not. Y'all go ahead. Trey, who you pick?
I'm gonna go me. ?
All right, Ben, who you got?
I'm gonna go me? ?
Rick?
You mean who? What's the quarterbacks?
Rodgers against Wilson.
Okay.
Sanders against Chubb. Juju against McLaurin. MT against AJ Brown. Waller against Kelsey. DJ Moore against Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Kalen Ballage against Crowder.
What's the defense?
Ravens against Browns and McAnus against Will Lutz. It's a lot closer than really what ESPN's making it out to be.
Oh, absolutely. My games are always like that.
I'm going to roll with Ben on this one because I think A.J. Brown will have a big game.
Okay. Taylor.
And Kelsey.
Kelsey going to have It's not that close. I think Ben gets it. My only worry is that it seems like Seattle and Arizona always are close. It's always fucking 6-3 or 7-4. It's always some weird low-scoring
affair. Yeah, yeah. My big thing is, my only two question marks is DJ Moore. And if DJ Moore can catch a couple big catches, you know, maybe get in the end zone. It's just Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers can put up a game against that Colts defense, I could see – man, I'm going with Trey. I'm going to take – Either way, bro. It's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be close. Yeah, I'm going to go Trey.
All right. And there you have it.
Nah, fuck. Let's just do it. All right. Cool. Yeah.
I don't have a team yet. Oh, shit.
Something's wrong with ESPN because I set my lineup a little while ago. Anyway, it's me against Mariah. Mariah's going to win, but I'm going to run through who's going to start. I got Joe Burrow against Deshaun Watson playing New England. DeAndre Swift against
King
Henry.
So this means a bad game for Joe Burrow then.
No, yeah. Joe Burrow is going to score 10 points. Deontay Johnson against Davante Adams. Deontay Johnson got Jacksonville. Should have a good game. Devontae Parker, who fucking knows? Tyler Boyd, who fucking knows? He should shake back, though. Especially, I'm going to feed him. I'm sure Joe Burrow will feed him. Goddard against Hooper is what and what. I got Zeke and Woods playing. I'm sorry, y'all. The lineups are all fucked up in here. I'm assuming she plays.
The Saints defense.
She know we do the fucking show every fucking Wednesday night. She needs to know to set a fucking line.
Exit, close out of this shit.
Yeah, bro, but it's all fucked up. Yeah, it's still fucked up.
Oh, shit. All right, well, this is a tough one, but man, I'm gonna go base.
Yeah, just keep.
I'll be right back. Just keep on rolling.
Because I just know David ain't gonna win.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm not. I'll find a way to fuck it up.
Joe Burrow kind of got a tough matchup with Washington's defense. I mean, not tough because it didn't look tough last week. But, yes, subject. Deshaun Watson against New England. Yeah. You think Deshaun Watson can get 25 points, Taylor?
No.
Of course not. It's the Patriots.
Who gave up 30 points to the Jets. They have to start, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you. So, what you think? Deshaun Watson scores 25 against New England or no?
No, if Lamar Jackson put up 25, Deshaun Watson will put up about 19.
Nah, he'll do better than that. He should hit. I'm going to push on 25. I think he'll finish with 25.
I'm calling under.
Under?
Ooh.
He's...
David Johnson still hurt?
Yep. And Duke Johnson, too.
I'm calling.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Oh, man.
Terrible. Well,
now that y'all mentioned that, I'm going to go ahead and go under, too. I was just trying to be optimistic because I got Watson in 10 leagues right now. I was like, I'm starting Matt Ryan and somebody else in other leagues. Yeah. Either way, I'm going to lose. Regardless.
Baze. I guess we're all going Baze. Trey's taking a piss.
No, I'm going Dave.
Are you going Dave?
Yeah.
Baze needs this win very bad to stay alive. So,
Baze or Dave?
I'm going Baze, but I'm rooting for Dave.
Absolutely.
I'm going I'm the underdog in every matchup, man. Ah, yeah, it sucks.
All right,
fuck
Dave.
Tiger League. I won in every other fucking league. I'm in 8 leagues, and I won 7 this week, except for fucking Tiger. Tiger. All right, next matchup. Fuck the Ops against Just Take My Hundo. And it's projected to be mighty close. 145 to 142 has got Rick winning. What's Lamar? he needs Lamar Jackson to be Lamar Jackson. Pat Mahomes got Vegas. I think Pat Mahomes is going to
try.
Yes, I think he's going to come out here and show his ass just to show everybody, hey, we the fucking team of this division. Fuck the Raiders, whatever hope they thought they had. We're just going to put them down now.
Yeah, for Lamar, bro, you're looking 24, 17, 18.
Yeah, his last three games. He had the 37 before the bye, but it's not his year. But maybe, you know, they open it up. He's been complaining about the offense. Maybe they can open it up and make some shape. Foos is going to need him. He'll have Mike Davis against Josh Jacobs. Usually when Vegas is down, Josh Jacobs doesn't have such a good game because he can't pound the ball like he wants. Mike Davis gets fed a lot.
But you catch any type of goal line situation, any type of chance for a touchdown, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I know you don't bet on touchdowns, right, Taylor? But, you know, touchdown in and now and then, Josh Jacobs have a couple multi-touchdown games this year.
Yeah, Jacobs will still have a good game. Like, he shouldn't have no bad game. But if they can just hang with him where he can run the ball more, he'll be very safe. DK.
Don't matter. And DK Lockett. Or Lockett, one of them will go against Patrick Peterson, and one of them will eat.
Yes.
Pat Pete, I love him. One of the greatest. He just does not have it no more, man.
No, he's not shut down. He loves it still. Yeah.
So, I mean, look what age.
The years of dominating, you know, yeah.
But anyway, one of them will eat.
Yeah, and they're going against Evans and Galladay.
Evans against Ramsey? I mean, shit, Ramsey's been killing it, bro.
Yeah, he a goat.
That Rams defense is kind of balling as they play, you know?
Yeah, they're pretty strong right now.
Kenny G maybe coming back. Taysom Hill as his tight end.
Yes, I like it.
Over Gronk, okay, because, yeah, I like it too.
With Jameis starting, Taysom might get a lot of touches.
And you remember what Taysom did to Atlanta last year, didn't
he? Yes,
Who was that game?
He dominated.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Great game. And it's Taysom against trash-ass Mark Andrews.
But you got Joe Mixon and Duke who might not be playing. So, he might be rolling with David Moore on the bench.
Yep.
Hey.
DJ Moore.
I'd go with Gronk and Moore.
Is David Moore.
Yeah, David Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we was joking.
Yeah, it was just picking on you, bro.
I thought he was one is David.
Yeah. Yes. We established this. Right. Okay, anyway, I'm picking Rick. Injuries are going to hurt Fuchs at the end of the day. Galladay's questionable.
Justin Jefferson with Dallas.
Oh, yeah. This should be – if Dalvin Cook doesn't obliterate Dallas, then Justin Jefferson should have another big game coming. Even Naeem Hines, they might have to shoot it out with Green Bay if that's the case. Like I said, their offense flows better with Hines. We might see a lot more Hines. I'm hoping to see a more consistent Hines from here on out. Not 20 a game, but, man, if you can get 10 to 15 a week, you know, that's a pretty safe play. We'll see how to use him this week.
Does Mark Andrews go over 12.7 or not?
Over or under.
Who did he play?
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Under. Under.
Over. He needs a touchdown this week.
Oh, okay. Over under, Trey. 12.7.
Yeah. Goddamn, Trey. All right. Well, better yet, Mark Andrews or Taysom Hill? Who scores more points?
Oh, my bad.
You know, I really, really like the Taysom Hill pickup when Drew Brees out. I think it's gutsy as fuck. I hope Taysom Hill does it just because I think that's just balling as fuck. I really like those types of moves. I'm going to go Taysom.
Taysom all the way. Okay.
Well, I'm going Mark Andrews. I'm with Rick. I think I'm getting the end zone.
I think
Baltimore
will touch down too, bro.
You know, we had Hollywood Brown complain about the offense. We had Lamar Jackson complain, make comments about the offense. I think that offense might start to open up a little bit more. But at the end of the day, Rick should win the game. Rick, you going with yourself?
Of course.
Ben?
Ricky.
Trey?
Ricky.
Taylor?
Yeah, I'm going to go Rick.
Rick around the house.
I'm gonna go Rick.
As the huge.
I just want to point out that last time Las Vegas played Kansas City, Las Vegas won. But yeah. Las Vegas defense is also quarantined till at least Saturday.
Yes. Correct.
That's correct. We didn't talk COVID news.
Man, yeah. Kansas City going to blow them out because they're going to be pissed from that loss, first of all.
Yes.
They about to cut the fuck up.
Well, they not only lost. Apparently, there was a bus driver that was driving the Raiders there. He was from Kansas City, and he was like, fuck y'all, y'all gonna lose, fuck the Raiders. And then they won, and then John Gruden was like, John Gruden and his team took a victory lap around Kansas City Stadium, and Andy Reid has already come out and said that he don't fucking like that. He didn't really think that that was a classy move at all. So I'm very, very interested in the intensity and just how this game plays out. I think it's going to be very, very interesting.
Hey, Sunday Night Football was a great matchup.
Oh yeah. Sunday, it's going to be an amazing matchup.
Hell yeah. All right, let's go on to the next one. Big game this week. Taco Corey 6-4 against your Thelemy Smalls at 5-5. They have your Thelemy Smalls to lose, but she still has Jordan Howard in the lineup. It's not set. She still has Anthony Miller there that's on a bye. And the Chicago defense. But let's look and see what they do have. Johnny got Winston. Aaron Jones against the Colts, which we'll see what happens with that. Chase Claypool could have a big game at Jacksonville. DJ Chark. The secondary can be beaten Pittsburgh. You just see if Luton can do it. Jonnu at Baltimore. Seems a little rough. Chris Carson. Is Carson playing Thursday? I know he's questionable. Is he going to play? Y'all think he's going to try to play or not?
I doubt it.
I doubt it too. But I doubted Aaron Jones 2 weeks ago and he fucking started and looked good. But he got Drake from free agency a couple weeks ago. He's going to roll with him again at Seattle. Yeah, I mean.
But I mean, all it's there is, bitch, you got Julio, you got Tyreek.
Yeah, they're going to be in the lineup.
Julio, Tyreek, Gurley. Gurley against the Saints, though.
It's going to be rough. But Gurley probably find the end zone.
Yeah, you got to start him, but shit.
You hope he finds the end zone like you hope for him every week. That's probably all I think she'll play. Yeah, she has
to make a lot of difference. Man, I think Sarah can come out with this one, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I do too. I'm definitely going Sarah.
Yeah.
I don't think Jameis Winston is going to be that good in his first, like, this is his first start. I mean, he gets practice in, but Atlanta, since Dan Quinn has been gone, that defense has not been terrible.
You are right. Their defense has been playing a hell of a lot better. But
and it's a division game.
Yeah, it is a division game, but I can see Jameis tossing a couple of touchdowns against him. Not nothing amazing, but they got him at 20 points. I can see him getting that.
But Kyler against Seattle.
Kyler at Seattle is going to be probably the big difference maker. I mean, like I said, she got
that's
going to
be a great game tomorrow night. Thursday, man, week of football.
Yeah,
shit.
Thursday night game
really
is going to be off the chain.
It really is a great week.
If Kyler could keep doing what he's doing, then, yeah, I'd have to go Sarah too. I mean, Julio, Tyreek at Vegas, they're going to want to cut up. We'll do okay against Julio in New Orleans. As long as Jameis can keep the offense moving the ball.
I like Tyreek with Las Vegas, though.
Yeah, Tyreek should cut up. Robbie Anderson, we'll see.
Detroit has a horrible secondary, man. Robbie and DJ Moore have a chance to ball
out. We don't
out.
Know what PJ is going to do.
Well, that's shit.
You know, if Teddy doesn't play, that's going to be the toss-up. Just like DJ Moore earlier, you're hoping Robbie just catches something, get in the end zone some type of way. Henry at the Jets. She got Ahmed from San Francisco 49ers. Is this the 49ers running back to own now?
No. He's a Miami, bro.
Oh, Miami. Yeah, my bad. Who the fuck is playing for San Francisco this week?
Mostert's coming back.
You sure?
Allegedly.
I fucking hope so. Ahmed.
McKinnon, bro.
Nah, fuck McKinnon. But anyway, Ahmed. That's right. Miami at Denver. He looked good last week. Breida coming back.
Mostert is on bye.
Yeah, I know. Hey. I got mixed up regardless, but he plays for Miami. I saw the red shirt and I fucking forgot he played for Miami.
I don't know if Breida's playing or not, but shit. Against Denver, I don't know what to think about Denver anymore. So
either way, what did he put up last week? Yeah,
but he probably
game.
Won't be in her lineup anyway, so we're overshooting. I mean, 15. He had 21 for 85, you know. That's modest.
Either way, I think Sarah has enough team with the people she got in her lineup and on the bench. I think she'll get Johnny this week. I'm going Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Ricky woke up to tell us that pick.
Trey?
Sarah.
All right. Sarah all around right. The house, Johnny.
That's it.
I hope you don't fucking win. We'll never fucking hear the end of it. All right. Tits and tight ends at 5-5 against Doty. Cody Montana.
At 5-5. A-Bear against the Jets.
A-Bear should eat against the Jets. It should be a nasty game. They're going to lean Stafford. You know, we'll see what Stafford does. Connor at Jacksonville. You're expecting Connor to shake back. But Kamara got Atlanta, and he should see the ball a lot. I believe Keenan Allen will shake back with the Jets. Will Fuller and Brandon Cooks going against New England. You said it yourself, Deshaun Watson going to have a bad game, Taylor. So, most likely one of them is going to be real bad. Tim Patrick. Oh, for being fucked. It's Tim Patrick, but he produces, man. You know, but Drew Lock's hurt. Hey, I don't know. Tim Patrick just blows my mind sometimes. Schultz against Fant is a toss-up. Godwin against Higgins. I like T. Higgins a lot. Fulgham against James Robinson, man. He got Pittsburgh, though. He got Pittsburgh. Yeah, so.
Alshon.
Yeah, he got Alshon on the bench. Man, this is, I think this one will be a little bit closer. I think James Robinson gets Pittsburgh. I think
it's close, man, because Taylor, you ain't, I mean, what's your thoughts on your receivers there? With Fuller, Cooks, and then. I mean,
this Fuller and Cook, you're projecting Watson.
No matter what I think about him, I got to start him.
Yeah, so. I think if, and, you know, if Watson does suck like you say he will, not suck, but struggle against New England, which he probably will. I'm gonna go with Cody Montana.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to lean towards Dodie too. Shit.
Yeah. I definitely feel y'all. My quarterback isn't set yet. You know, it depends on how Stafford's practice report goes. But it's definitely going to be a tough week. I'm going to need some miracles. But, you know, I still believe in me, you know.
That's a good thing. You should always
believe in yourself. Yeah, you should always believe in yourself.
Should be like me. I'm stupid, I guess. You picked Trey?
The one from Denver.
Oh, yeah. Cody Montana. Oh, shit. I forgot about that. I thought he was here with us. damn. Okay.
No, I'm going Taylor.
I'm going Cody Montana. It's confusing me because I call him Cody Montana for Tony Montana. But I wonder if, like, Cody Montana is, like, his other, like, Hannah Montana. She was a regular girl that she turned into Hannah Montana. I wondered if Dodie's something like that, you know? It's fucking me up right now. I'm about to get with Ashton about a little reface or Steve and we can make something happen.
Make something work.
All right, last game of the week. Kenyon Fake at 6-4 against Buchan with Brady's Bucks. At 4-6, it's a must win for Buchan. And that's all I got to say about that. Big Ben at Jacksonville should feed. Brady at the Rams. We were talking about the Rams a while ago, man. The defense is playing great right now. He should see a lot of Aaron Donald in his grill. Cook against Dallas. Man, Cook can have another. I'm not saying go for 200 yards, but he can have a big game. I like Antonio Gibson against Cincinnati, too, but it goes to Thielen, you know. What kind of game flow is it? Maybe Thielen gets in the end zone, but he's going against Hopkins at Seattle, who should blow up. AB against Ridley. Ridley's playing for sure. He's back.
I mean, not for sure yet, but
if Ridley plays, it's a good matchup for him. Ridley's torched us in the past, so Ridley can have a big game against us. AB, maybe. You know, he'll be the third receiver option.
AB, maybe.
I don't know. Hawkinson should be fine against Carolina. Logan Thomas might find the end zone. Kareem.
I like Kareem. Yeah. Philly does have a pretty stout run defense, but Kareem's also involved in the run game. And McKissick.
Yes, and McKissick. McKissick been doing his thing every week, even with Antonio Gibson.
That dude's a receiver.
Blowing up last week. He's a receiver out the backfield. They line him up in the slot and shit. The dude's getting his touches. Marvin Jones, Hunter Renfro, you know, they're just names. There's nothing special.
I mean, CD, it's a subjectable Minnesota secondary.
I'd rather play CD Lamb over Hunter Renfro this
every
week.
Every day of the week.
Yeah, really, because the upside to CeeDee Lamb is not even – his floor is probably higher than Renfro's upside most weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and regardless, Steven got Harris on the bench. He got Samuel on the bench. So between those two, man, he could – this should be easy.
Yes.
This should be easy for Steve.
Yeah, Stevie P, I'm picking you. Rick, you rolling with Stevie or – yeah, I figured that. Stevie around the house. Just, what you feel, Trey?
Yeah, Stevie P.
Oh, Trey's concentrating.
I'm booking.
Yo, you going to buck on the nuts? Up. Oh, you going to change it up, huh?
Lake Pearl.
Little Stevie P.
Yeah, and this would be a big win for CVP to move him to 7-4 to get him almost guaranteed that playoff spot.
That's correct.
All right, well, that's our matchups. It's going to be a fun week. Great games to watch. All right.
The playoff picture is assembling, sir.
Yes, this is going to be a big week to see what the playoff – there's only 3 weeks left, y'all. Y'all need to win now. I say y'all because it don't fucking matter for me. But all y'all, everybody other than me is in must-win situations except for like you and Rick. Y'all could probably take a loss this week. Steven, even at 6-4, well, yeah, I know y'all don't want to take that loss. You know, where's it, is it just, no, it's who else is the 6-4 team?
Yeah, Steven's 6-4.
And Johnny. And Johnny's 6-4. You know, look, you got 4 or 5 other teams after that at 5-5. This, y'all really need to try to pull through and win this week.
Exactly. You're contradicting yourself now. You could probably lose a game or something. I said
you and Rick probably have to, you know.
I don't know. We got to win too, but we lose
one. You got to win every game.
We lose one, we in that pool with all the people.
Y'all have a 1 week breathing room at least going into the last 3 weeks. Yeah. Everybody else has to win. It's must win for everybody now.
Most of us.
Yeah. All y'all have to win. But y'all see what I'm saying. Fuck y'all for trying to make me look dumb. You fucking jag.
Hey, man.
All right. What we got left?
You want y'all ready to listen?
Oh, y'all.
Y'all come. Got y'all's ears cleaned up?
I got some good ones for y'all.
All right. Well, get ready. We're about to listen.
Listen, Ahmed in Miami is the real deal. Your boy, where is it at? Hold on, let me find my nuts. Atlanta will beat the Saints.
Oh. There you go.
And finally, Chris Godwin will be fine for the rest of the year. That's all I got.
Okay, so Chris Godwin will be fine for the rest of the year. Atlanta will not beat the Saints. And Ahmed. All right. We'll see.
All right. Well, that about wraps it up. Any last words, Ricky?
Adios.
Taylor?
I second what Ricky said.
Trey?
I'll third it.
Oh, man, y'all
fucking jags. Fuck all y'all bitches.
All right. And I'll second that motion. All right, y'all. Peace. Fuck y'all and fuck you, Cody Montana.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Hello. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be. How's your new love? Are you happy? Hope you're doing.